Today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Amud Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Ayin Amud Beis. We are at Bo Mine Rava Mei Rav Nachman. So the Gemara is going to raise the following Shaila. What happens if a person is shogeg about both Shabbos and the Malachas? Meaning he doesn't realize it's Shabbos and he doesn't know that this action that he's doing is actually a Malacha. So Bo Mine Rav Mei Rav Nachman Hel Himsev Zabiyado, a person who does a Malacha on Shabbos, not knowing that it's Shabbos and not knowing that the Malacha is a Malacha, Mahu. Is he chayv one carbon chatas for all the Malachas because he forgot that today is Shabbos? Or is he chayv a separate for each malacha because he also had hella malachos? Which rule is the dominant rule? So Rav Nachman says, Rava, hare helm Shabbos biyado, enu chayv alachas. Well, ve'enu chayv alachas. Well, if he forgot about Shabbos, then by definition he's only going to be chayv one carbon chatos, because really there was one shogeg, and that is that he didn't know that it was Shabbos. He says, well, no, Ata Rava, I'll tell you just the opposite. Hare helm malachos biyado, chayv alachas v'achas. He also forgot about each of these malachos being asir, so that's also a separate shogeg for each malacha, and therefore he should be chayv karban chatos for each of these malachos. So says Gemara, Ella Amar Rav Ashi, the way to be poshet the safek is as follows. Chazinon, we have to analyze this. What would stop this guy from doing this malacha? Imishum Shabbos kaparish, if we were to tell him it's Shabbos today, that would cause him to stop doing the malacha. Hari helim Shabbos biyado, then you know that his shogeg is about Shabbos. But ve'enu chayv alachas, and therefore he's only going to be chayv one karban chatos because of his shogeg about Shabbos. The imishum malacha kaparish, but if he would stop doing the malacha, if you were to just tell him it's a malacha, you're not allowed to do that, it's a malacha, hare hela malachos biyado, then you see that what he's really shogeg about is the malachos, v'chayv al kolachos v'achas, then he's going to be chayv for each and every one of the malachos. So Amar Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says right back to Ravashi, that doesn't really solve a problem. Klum parish mi Shabbos el mishum malachos, klum parish mi malachos el mishum Shabbos. The only reason he would stop doing the malachos if you tell him about it is if he also knows that it's Shabbos. And the only reason he would stop if you tell him that it's Shabbos is if he also knows that these are malachos. Ela lo shna. So it doesn't matter what he would be porish because of, whether you tell him it's Shabbos or whether you tell him it's malacha. He obviously wouldn't be porish unless you would tell him that it's both. So, and therefore, he should only be chayiv one carbon chatos. So the Gemara asks on Ravina's maskana that he's only chayiv one carbon chatos. Tanan, the Mishnah is going to say pretty soon when we get to it in Gimel Amud Aleph, the most famous Mishnah in the entire Masechta, that avos malachos harba'im chaser achas, that there are 39 avos malachos of Shabbos va'avinan ba. And we ask about this Mishnah minyan alamili. Why do I need a Tana to tell me the number of malachos? The Mishnah is going to go and enumerate them anyway. It's going to list them anyway, so as long as I can count, I'll be able to figure out how many there are. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, tells us that what the Tana is trying to teach us is she'masotin kulam behelam echad chayav al kalachas v'achas, that if you do all of these malachos in one period of forgetfulness, that you didn't know in between that you had done an aveira, you're chayav echatos for each malacha separately. So the Gemara now finishes off the question. Shapir, if you say that when you forget everything, you forget that it's Shabbos and you forget that these are malachos, that you're going to be chayv separately for everyone. So I understand what the Mishnah is telling me, that I'm chayv for each and every malacha separately, even though I forgot that it's Shabbos and I forgot that these are malachos. Eli'i amrit, helim Shabbos biyado, enu chayv alachas. That if you're going to tell me that as long as he doesn't know that it's Shabbos, I don't care what else he doesn't know, he's only going to be chayiv one carbon chatos, well, hechi mishkachasla. How could you find a din where a guy is chayiv for each and every one of the malachos separately? The only case you could find is bizadon Shabbos v'shigigas malachos, that the guy knows that the day is Shabbos and he just doesn't know that these 39 activities are usher. He thinks all these 39 activities are mutter, and that's how he could be chayiv for each of them separately. Well, hanicha isavala kariyochan and damar kim shag that could work. There could be such a possibility of a guy being mazed about Shabbos and shogeg about all 39 malachos, if you hold that it's called a shogeg when you know that the activity is usher, you just don't know how usher it is. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that just not realizing that it's Nisr Kares, but knowing that it's usher, if you hold that that's enough to call it a shogeg, so then yes, we can imagine such a case where a guy is shogeg about Shabbos, about the Malachas rather, and he's mazed about Shabbos. But Eli'i Savala, because it could be that in that case, the guy knew that it was Shabbos, and he knew that all 39 of these activities were usher, he just didn't know how usher they were. Eli'i Savala Krabishim Ben Lakish, to Amar, Ad Shishko Belav Vikaris. But if you hold like Krabishim Ben Lakish, that the definition of a shogeg is that you didn't even know that it was usher, so what case is the Mishnah telling me? Mishnah's talking about a case where I knew that it was Shabbos, but I didn't know that these 39 things are usher to do. So then, the other day Shabbos be mine. What does it even mean that you knew that it was Shabbos if you didn't know that these 39 things are usher to do? What do you think Shabbos is? So says Gemara, the other day betchumen v'ali b'derabi kiva, that maybe what you knew about Shabbos is that you're none of the malachos, but you knew that you're not allowed to go outside of the tchum, and that's something that you're not chayav a carbon for. And we're assuming like the shita of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that tchumen is daraisa, and therefore it's considered a zadon about Shabbos, because you knew that it's Shabbos, and to you that just means you're not allowed to walk too far, but you didn't know about all of these malachos, and therefore when you do each of these malachos, since you're shogeg about all of them, you're going to be chayv separate chatos for each one of them. Period. Now the Gemara is going to discuss someone who does a malacha b'shogeg, not realizing that it's Shabbos, and then he does it a second time, not realizing that it's malacha. Some Rava, katzar v'tachan kagrogeres. A person harvests and grinds on Shabbos grain the size of a grogeres, b'shigas Shabbos v'zadah malachos. Knowing that these malachos are usher to do on Shabbos, he just didn't realize that it was Shabbos. He woke up in the morning, he was all groggy, and he thought it was Sunday morning, and he jumps out of bed and goes to the farm, and he starts doing all of his malacha. So he's only chayiv one korban chatas for both of these malachos, because it was only one shogeg. He was shogeg about Shabbos. But then the chazar, on that very same day, once he realizes that it's Shabbos, katzar v'tachan, he goes and he again harvests and grinds kigrogeres bizdon Shabbos v'shigas malachos, again with the proper shear to be chayivan, but this time he knew that it was Shabbos, but he didn't know that these malachos are aser. So and he didn't find out in between the first time and the second time that he had done an avera the first time. So meaning he thinks, you know, a guy wakes up in the morning, he thinks it's Friday, right? And he goes out and he does malacha, knowing that these malachos are usher. And then he takes a nap, and he wakes up again, and he thinks, now it's Shabbos. He thinks that he woke up the next day, and that now it's Shabbos. Really, it was Shabbos both times. But now he knows that it's Shabbos, and he goes out and he does these malachos, because he's under the impression that these malachos are mutter to do. V'nodala al k'tziru t'china shol shigigas Shabbos uzdon malachos. And then he finds out about the first violation, and he's mafresh karmen chatas for those two malachos, and before he gets a kapara with that chatas v'chaz v'nodal al-ktsirav al-tchina shel zadon Shabbos v'shigas malachos, he then realizes what he did the second time around when he knew that it was Shabbos, but he didn't know that those malachos were asur to do. So ktsira goreres ktsira, the first ktsira drags along the second ktsira to be mechaper with a chatas, tchina goreres tchina, and the first grinding drags along the other grinding to be mechaper on that with a chatas. So it turns out one chatas will be mechaper on all four malachos, even though the ktsira and the tchina the second time around were done with a zadon Shabbos and a shigas malachos. So normally that would require two separate karbanos. Aval no dala ktsira shal zadon Shabbos shigas malachos. But if first he finds out about his second activity that he violated the shigas malachos, ktsira goreres ktsira, the second ktsira will drag along the first ktsira to be mechaperit, because it was done behelam echad, utchina she'ima, and it will also drag along the tochein that happened with it, the tchina that he did with the first ktsira, that will also be mechaper with the carbon on the second ktsira, because on the ktsira and the tchina that he did originally, it was b'shigas Shabbos, he only was chayiv one carbon, so you can't get a kapara for one without the other. If you're getting kapara for one, mimeli, you're getting kapara for both. Utchina shekinegda, in Kama Medas. But the second Tochen, his second act of Tochen, still needs its own Kapara, so it's going to need a separate Karban Chatos. Abayi says, no, even if he finds out about the second activity first, Tchina Nami, Gerar's Tchina, Shem Tchina Achasi, that it, once one of the Tochens is being Mischaper, they're both being Mischaper, because Tochen is a single Shem. That's Abayi's opinion. So the fact that Gemara Muya says, Rava Grira, does Rava really hold of this concept of Grira, that because he's getting kapara for one, and Meili is getting kapara for the other one? Didn't we learn in the base medrash that if a person eats two kizaisim of chaylev in one period of forgetfulness, and then he finds out about one of them, but when before he found out about the second kizayis, he goes and eats a third kizayis, so the first one and the second one are behalim echad, and the second one and the third one are also behalim echad, so Amar Rava, hevi karban al rishon v'sheni mischaper. If he brings a karban for the first one, so the first one and the second one are mischaper because they're behalim echad. Shlishi eino mischaper, but the third one he doesn't get a kapara for because it is distinct. Hevi karban al shlishi, shlishi v'sheni mischaper. If he brings a karban for the third kezayis of chaylev, so it drags along the second one along with it because it was both behalim echad. But rishon eino mischaper does not drag along the first one. Hevi karban al sa'i mischaper kulan. But if he brings a karban for the middle one, for the second one, then since it was behalim echad with each of the others, with number one and number three, it's mischaper for all of them. Abayi yomar afilu hevi karban al echad mischaper kulan. Abayi says it doesn't matter which one you're bringing a karban for; they're all mischaper because there is this concept of grira that one drags along the other one. So who's the one that holds a grira? Abaye and not Rava. So answers Gemara, you're right. Originally Rava did not hold of grira, but Basar Deshama Me Abaye Savara, after he heard it from Abaye with regard to the din of Chelev, of eating those three kezesim of Chelev, he ultimately changed his mind and admitted to Abaye that there is such a din of grira, and that's why when it comes to the ktsira and the tchina of our sugya, he does positive, yes, in fact, hold of grera. In fact, the Gemara Yachi Tchina Nami Tigra L'Tchina. Well, if that's the case, that Rava is Modet Abaye, the first Tchina that's Nigrar to be Mischaper with the first Ktsira should be Gorer the second Tchina, and it should be Mischaper with it. Why does Rava say that the second Tchina remains Bimakoma? So says the Gemara, yeah, Grera Isle, Grera the Grera Lesle. It only goes one level. The Grera is not going to jump two levels. So Rava's Modet Tabai that we do say Grira, but from one Grira to the next Grira, like in this case with the first Tchina's Mischaper, only because it's Nigrar Achar, the first Ktsira, and we want this Tchina to be Gorer, the second Tchina, that Rava's not going to be Modet to Abai. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, next time we'll pick up at Milsa de Pshita Luhu here on Ein Aleph Amud Aleph.